It's Today FM's Claire Beck. One of my favourite things about festivals is those moments you never really plan. You head off to catch one act, bump into people you haven't seen in ages, get chatting to someone new about the band you've just discovered, and before you know it, you've found your spot for the day. If you're heading to All Together Now, make sure one of those spots is the Heineken Garden. It's the perfect place to regroup with your mates, soak up the atmosphere, and maybe even make a few new festival friends along the way. While you're there, you can try three brand new Heineken flavours that you won't find anywhere else. It's the perfect way to discover something a little different while you're taking a break between sets. Have an amazing weekend, and if you're looking for me, there's a good chance you'll find me somewhere near the music. Visit Heineken Ireland on Instagram to find out more. Over 18s only, drink responsibly. Get the facts, be drink aware, visit drinkaware.ie. Now, enjoy your podcast. Today FM.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
Finally. Yeah, we've been, I was shouted at you on the telly one time.
Yeah, you weren't the only one.
Yeah, yeah. And you you did a thing where you looked into the camera. You were sitting on the bench after coming off during an Ireland game. And you just looked a certain way at the camera. So I just shouted Andrew at that on my Instagram.
I remember that.
And it worked really well.
Yeah.
It went.
It was the World Cup.
It was a World Cup. Yeah, it was very funny, man. Those things are brilliant. I just love your personality on and off the pitch. Like, you can see you even when you're in the most, you know, earnest and serious of situations when things are, yeah, and things are on the line and, yeah, but there's still personality there. And sometimes with sports stars, I was saying this to Conor Murray the other day, that now that he's retired, we're starting to see a little bit of Conor. He's doing his podcast. He's revealing, but you guys sometimes don't, and I get it.
Yeah.
But so I think we can see a bit of your personality coming out all the time, which is great.
Like, if you're media trained to the gills and stuff, I think it's just to make sure you don't say anything stupid, and which is you'd probably prefer to err on the side of caution.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, no, it's.
But you can see, like, even things like that, like the fact that the camera was panning past you, you know, as I said, if you were super earnest and serious, you could have just gone, I'm staring straight ahead. But you didn't. You had a bit of a laugh for 2 seconds with a cameraman, which then made it into a thing. And people go, Andrew Porter looks like he's a bit of fun. Like,
yeah, he's a normal guy.
He's a normal guy. just a normal guy. It's brilliant that you're here, but it's annoying, I'd say, for you that you're here because an injury is keeping you out of the Ireland squad, which would have you playing rugby right now.
Yeah.
So what's the injury?
Calf. Calf, unfortunately. It's like, in fairness, it's not even that bad. It's just the timing of it.
Yeah, you can't play through something like that.
Yeah, yeah. But it's like, I have time now to get it 100% right. I can kick on, like, at the start of the season.
Yeah.
And I get to spend time with my family. It's the first summer I think I've had off in 9 years.
Amazing.
So it's, actually got to be here for my wedding anniversary yesterday.
Imagine.
Which is just
congratulations.
Unreal. Thank you.
How many years?
3.
Wow, brilliant.
Yeah,
but you're never usually around
at
a wedding anniversary.
I'm never here for anything really, like, important.
Right.
Like, last summer, I was here for 2 weeks after our son was born.
Yeah.
And then gone for, 2 months down to Australia. So, I'd say, my wife was delighted.
Delighted that there was a little bit of a calf injury.
Yeah.
And with something like that, like, is there a lot of rehab to be done? Like, it seems so innocuous. It's just your calf. Like, you use so much of your body to do what you do, but you have to have every bit kind of in sync, right?
Yeah, 100%. Like, it's such a physical game the way it is, and so much, I suppose, like, especially it's like a front rower. To be able to do your job, you just need to be in the best form you can. So, yeah, the whole summer is just, like,
focus
rehab,
on that.
Physio,
okay,
getting stronger. Like, bulletproofing myself, basically.
And having spoken to professional athletes before, soccer players particularly talk about never really playing a match and being 100% fit. It just isn't a thing because there's always something. But rugby is so much more physical. Like, it perversely, can you be, like, can everything be working because you're so...
Ideally, you'd love that.
Yeah.
You'd love that. But, like, as the season goes on, like, you're always going to be, I suppose, carrying something because you're playing back-to-back games, like, you're going through, like, with, like, Leinster, then you're going into Autumn Internationals, playing big games like European Cup, back into Six Nations, then you're kind of, like, after that, you're kind of into the business end of the season,
yes,
I suppose,
yeah.
Where, like, obviously the stakes are high, like, the stakes are high all season.
All the way through, yeah, there's no kind of downtime.
Yeah, and obviously expectations are very high from the squad, from coaches, and then from the outside.
Yeah.
So like it's one of those things where you just kind of have to buck up and get on with it. And you like you have to have that responsibility on yourself as well to obviously put yourself in the best position to be able to perform each week. So that's just ticking every box in terms of sleep and all that, which I haven't had much over the last year.
Well, particularly this summer now, if you're here and you're around for these kinds of things, you'll be getting even less sleep than normal.
He's sleeping through the night now.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's great. So why, exactly how old is Max now? Is he a year and a bit?
He's 13 months.
13 months, okay. Yeah. So, and he's sleeping through. A lot of jealous parents listen to that now.
Oh, like it was, but I'd say like 11 months of just...
Tough nights.
Yeah.
Would you miss not being on tour now? Like not just the performance and playing and that and the desire for Ireland to do well, but would you just miss like the crack with the lads?
That's I'd say like 80% of it. Like that's it's just being in that in camp with your mates.
Yeah.
It's and like that's the thing. Like on tours or even in like Six Nations or Autumn International camps, like you're just like it's just the best crack.
Yeah,
being in there, like you're living with your best mates, I suppose. That's like, brilliant. Which is like, and like I'm incredibly lucky to be able to do that.
Most people don't. Hang out or see them or whatever, but like, you spend so much intense time together.
Yeah, like, and like it's like I'm incredibly lucky that that's my job. Like, where it's a very social thing at the same time. Like, you can. It's not just you go in, you leave, and you talk to these people. Like
Heart on My Sleeve is the name of the book.
Yeah.
And it is a really honest look at your life so far, everything you've been through, and it hasn't been easy.
And in fairness, like it's, I suppose I know there's a lot of other people going through like similar things what I went through, worse things what I went through, but my whole rationale of why I did the book, I was very, I suppose, skeptical about doing it, and kind of I was in that kind of mind, like no one wants to hear this,
right?
I suppose, or like this sob story, I suppose, but I was very much kind of I was swayed a bit mainly by my wife and my family as well. But if I could, like, I went into it thinking if I could just help a few people going through a tough time.
And I think that's, I'm so glad you put it that way, because that's the key thing about this. This book isn't everyone feels sorry for Andrew.
Yeah.
It's not that at all. What this book is that somebody who is on the surface, I guess, you know, achieving elite things, you're a professional athlete, you're performing for your province, you're performing for your country, you know, you're living a, inverted commas, successful life. But you're also showing, no, hang on a second. Yeah, that's all true. But I'm also a human being who's had experiences that have been tough and difficult and have gotten me to be where I am. And not only despite those things, but also including those things has led you to be Andrew Porter, who you are today, age 30, sitting in front of me now in 2026.
I think like that's, it's mad looking back and obviously each kind of step of the book and each stage and then doing the book. I didn't write the book myself.
Sure.
I had a ghostwriter, Alison Murphy. Incredible woman.
It's what you need to
exactly,
do something like this.
I barely string a sentence together. But it was like sitting down and I suppose doing the interviews for it, like it was very tough, I suppose.
It was
basically like a therapy session nearly, because like
you're opening up things that you've, you know, maybe dealt with, maybe not dealt with, but they're in your past.
Yeah, a few things that I completely locked away and just haven't thought about, I suppose, since they happened. I think that's just the mind and the body's natural way of protecting itself. But yeah, like it definitely wasn't like a linear, like,
sure, sit like, down.
You know, we'll sit down, talk a few things through, we'll get a few words on the page.
And then we're done. Yeah, no.
Yeah, no, but it was really, like, I learned a lot about myself in it.
Yeah.
In doing that. And yeah, like, that was my hope, that other people could do the same by reading it, and if they could take something from it that
definitely
kind of helped them deal with a tough situation.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's exactly what I wanted out of it.
And I don't think it can ever be understated how important it is when people in the public eye who, for what, you know, whatever they do for their careers, whether it's a musician or a sports star or an actor, you know, anyone who's got a bit of a platform, I think as soon as you can, I don't mean show vulnerability for the sake of it, but explain your story and explain that Like everything isn't always brilliant for anybody. Like we're all human beings. Like
everyone's going through their own battles, their own kind of fights.
Books like yours, then, I think, are really important that way, because there are people who, as you said, even maybe they're not going through something right now that they need to do, but they will. Like so, if by reading your book, they may just kind of go, oh, I remember I read that Andrew Porter book and he said something about that, and they go back and kind of figure out something that, because they might need it when they read it, but they might need it in 10 years. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, but having it in a book form allows people to kind of have that to fall back on at some point, which I think is really important.
Yeah. The space that, like, I suppose mental health and everything related to that has come since I was a kid is just come on in leaps and bounds.
Yeah.
Like there was nothing to my mind back when I was, like, this was 15-ish years ago.
Agreed.
And like the space that it's changed into now, and I suppose the way people look at it has changed completely. And I think people are more aware that, like life isn't all sunshine and rainbows. Like there's going to be tough times in life, like loss, different challenges.
Totally.
So I think, if I can... People can take a bit of bit of something from the book and be able to kind of apply that. Yeah, great. That's exactly kind of what I wanted to do. It wasn't I didn't see it as a thing to benefit me or to push.
Sure,
push
it wasn't to push Andrew Porter's brand by doing a book. Isn't a memoir at the end of your career to just, like, you know, get a couple of quid into the retirement fund. This is a real purpose to this.
Yeah, because I was skeptical enough, like I said, about bringing out a book while I'm playing, which is kind of like, it's not really done.
Yeah.
So like, and I don't think I'll be bringing out a part two. But
well, you never know. You never know. Yap Sam famously brought a book out when he was playing at Manchester United and very quickly found himself on the way to Juventus. So are you fearful that somebody at Leinster or Ireland might go read your book and go, right, he needs to jog on.
Not yet, France is beckoning. Not yet anyway. Although I did beat Andy Farrell at the Book Awards, so
okay. Porter on the bench again. Bizarrely, it's decided. You went to Metallica.
It was insane,
wasn't it? I was there as well.
Like, I only went the Sunday because the Leinster game was on the Friday.
But, sure,
it was incredible. I went in 2019 and when they were in
Slane,
and that's, I think everyone was like, oh no, this will be the last time they ever come. So you need to get to that.
You need
one.
To get that one, yeah.
But it was incredible.
Ah, just one of the best. It's my 15th and 16th time seeing them.
Really?
Yeah. So just to go along, but to see them, like, they're in better form now than they have been. They were even 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Like the performance was incredible.
Yeah. Even like just seeing the Aviva like that, it looks like you wouldn't recognize it,
especially for you, obviously.
And,
I
suppose the different clientele that were there. not just people there in gilets and they're
very differently dressed, very sleeveless as well, but with a couple more patches and the battle jacket. Is music important to you, the things like that, or is it just like something that you enjoy listening to, or like, or would you find, you know, I don't know, pre-match motivation or training or just general kind of getting your head out of things, is music helpful that way?
Yeah, definitely. I think, like, I'm the type of person that needs to always have something on in the background if I'm at home.
Okay.
And like my wife is the opposite side of that. She's like, there's the TV's on, the radio's on.
Can we be silent for a second? I'm like, I need you and Max just causing havoc already. Like, patience of a saint, that one.
Yeah, I'm getting getting Max into Metallica as well.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah. I'm not sure what child psychologists would say about
no,
it.
No, I will be the dad ahead of you because I brought my eldest, who's now 16, to his first Metallica show.
Enjoy it.
He had the time of his life.
Yeah.
Absolutely had the time of his life. And I haven't pushed. He's been exposed to metal at home because he listened to a lot of it, but he's exposed to everything. But he has his own music taste, and it just so happens that Metallica and Pantera are two of his favorite bands.
Yeah.
He saw them both in one night.
Oh, what a, that's a great experience.
But to bring him along was genuinely really cool. Like, you know, and obviously there's a point, which you won't have yet because Mac will idolize you now, but there'll come a point in the late tweens and early teens where you will be the uncoolest human being that's ever lived. But now I'm starting to see maybe coming back a little bit around as I'm bringing him to Metallica shows.
He's going
shows.
Back to my side
he's
now.
He's going, maybe my dad's all right. You never know. Listen, you'll be in Chapters Bookshop on Thursday the 16th.
At 6 p.m.,
6 p.m. So signings, chatting, photos.
The works,
Andrew, thank you so much for coming in. It's great to finally meet you in person.
Yeah, likewise.
You too. Brilliant. See you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Hello, it's Today FM's Claire Beck. One of my favorite things about festivals is those moments you never really plan. You head off to catch one act, bump into people you haven't seen in ages, get chatting to someone new about the band you've just discovered, and before you know it, you've found your spot for the day. If you're heading to All Together Now, make sure one of those spots is the Heineken Garden. It's the perfect place to regroup with your mates, soak up the atmosphere, and maybe even make a few new festival friends along the way. While you're there, you can try three brand new Heineken flavors that you won't find anywhere else. It's the perfect way to discover something a little different while you're taking a break between sets. Have an amazing weekend, and if you're looking for me, there's a good chance you'll find me somewhere near the music. Visit Heineken Ireland on Instagram to find out more. Over 18s only, drink responsibly. Get the facts, be drink aware, visit drinkaware.ie. Now, enjoy your podcast. Today FM.